Kansas's new Democratic governor and a more conservative legislature went back to work this week. KMUW's Nadia Foe sat down with the new chairman of the Central County Republican Party, Dalton Glasscock, to talk about what's ahead in the 2019 legislative session, what he expects in 2020, and why he wants to rebrand his party.
Broadly speaking, what are you hoping comes out of this session? What are you hoping lawmakers can accomplish over the next few months?
I mean, I hope over the next few months it's not a deadlock. I think a lot of time when we see a Democrat governor and a Republican legislative body, it's a deadlock. I hope that Governor Kelly and the Republican-controlled House and Senate can find ways to work together and ways to move Kansas in the right direction so that we can find bipartisan solutions to try and fix a lot of the problems that we see in Kansas.
What are some of those problems that you see?
I think one thing that both Republicans and Democrats can agree on and that I've heard talk about from both both parties is criminal justice reform and trying to reform the process of just bringing people and reintegrating people back into society. I think that's a place that we could start.
You think criminal justice reform will come up this session?
Yeah, you look at on the national level, you have the First Step Act, and I think that we can see that being modeled here in Kansas as well. And this next legislative session, I've heard a couple legislators talk about that's one of their priorities. And so it'll be interesting to see if we can take a lot of the things that were in the national First Step Act and bring those into Kansas and implement those here. That was a bipartisan piece of legislation supported both by Donald Trump and Cory Booker. And if you can get them to agree in Washington, D.C., I think that's a good sign of something that we can get Laura Kelly and a lot of our conservative legislators to agree on as well.
Obviously, the big news, too, and you said it, is that we've got a Democratic governor and a more conservative legislature. So how do you see them working together? How do you see that playing out?
Yeah, I hope that we can work together and, again, find those common solutions that or those seek those problems that have common solutions. In addition to that, I want our Republican legislators to stand strong on issues such as life, stand strong on fiscal responsibility as well. And so it'll be unique seeing how our conservative and Republican legislators hold the governor accountable and hold her accountable to the state of Kansas as well.
Let's talk about your role as the Sedgwick County Republican Party's new chairman. Are there any top priorities for you specific to the Sedgwick County area?
I think one of my top priorities is to bring young people in and bring people that feel disenfranchised by both parties. Being only 24, I think I bring a unique perspective as the youngest county party chair that we've had. I'm in trying to figure out ways to rebrand the party and also just market better to individuals. I believe that the Republican Party is right on the ideas, and I believe that our ideas will always win out. However, for the past numerous years, and I mean, honestly, probably since I've been involved, we don't know how to market those ideas. We don't know how to bring those ideas to the people and are really bad at selling our story. Something I'm really committed to is in Kansas and specifically in Sedgwick County, Republicans have had a stronghold on so many races and so many positions that I think we've taken a lot for granted. In many ways, we've only spoken to people that agree with us. We've only went to events of people that agree with us. And so something I'm very committed to over the next 2 years is going wherever I'm invited, but going to different communities that, you know, Republicans may not go to, and also figuring out ways to plug young people and plug minorities into the party as well, and just try to grow the brand of the party.
You've talked in the past about not wanting to limit the big tent. This was in 2016 when the party was considering opposing same-sex marriage. Mm-hmm. And you yourself are the Sedgwick County Republican Party's first openly gay chairman. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, the legislature in the past couple of years has passed some more conservative policies. There's, you know, under Brownback, rolling back protections for LGBT workers, the faith-based adoption bill that a lot of people said was discriminatory against same-sex couples. And last year, the state Republican Party passing a resolution to oppose all efforts to validate transgender identity. Looking at what you want to accomplish as the chairman, opening it up to everyone and being more inclusive, do these policies need to change?
As chairman, I'm not going to take any stance on any policy, solely because we have a lot of representatives in our area that may have voted for the legislation or not voted for the legislation. And so we have Republicans that may agree with that and Republicans that don't agree with that. I think for individuals that still identify as Republican and may disagree with issues, this is your place to do it. This is your place to come into the party and say, hey, I may disagree with you on issues, but I still want to be involved. And I think that's the perfect place for the party, and that's why I believe in an open tent. I believe that we should be able to debate these ideas, and hopefully the best ideas win out. I want to open the party doors to anybody and get every person involved. If you agree with us 80% of the time, you're still a Republican. And so I think a lot of those issues, we have Republicans that agree with the Adoption Protection Act. You have Republicans that disagree with it. You have Republicans agree with some of the policy standpoints, and you have Republicans that disagree with it. I think that's healthy for democracy. I'm willing to talk about these ideas and debate these ideas with anybody, and I welcome that dialogue in the party as well.
As a voter, can you talk about how you feel about those policies?
As chair, I'm not going to take any policy standpoint over the next 2 years. That was a commitment I made, regardless of whether that be conservative legislation or perceived more liberal legislation. My job is just to get Republicans elected. And again, we have Republicans that agree and disagree with a lot of different stances, not just on this issue, but, you know, fiscal responsibility or tax policy or immigration. I mean, there's a plenty of array of ideas. And I think that's what's beautiful about the party, is that you can have a different viewpoint and you can voice your viewpoint. And our legislators have a vote in the box up in Topeka or a vote on the city council that they can make their voices heard, and the individuals in their area can vote or choose to vote against them.
And then initially, this was only going to talk about the legislature, but with Pat Roberts announcing his retirement in 2020, that's what people are thinking about. So how are Republicans gearing up for that election, both here for that seat and just nationally?
It's going to be big shoes to fill, whoever chooses to replace Senator Roberts. I mean, being chairman of the Agricultural Committee, and by the time he resigns, he'll be in Washington, D.C. for 40 years. He's a staple of Washington, D.C., and also a Kansas statesman. And so it will be big shoes to fill, and a lot of people want to fill them. And so I guess that this will actually be larger than what we saw in the gubernatorial race. There's just going to be a whole host of candidates that are going to throw their name in the hat, and a lot of heavy hitters. So it'll be a very interesting 2 years. You never get a break in politics. And I thought we'd get a little bit longer of a break than from November to January, but it's already starting, it's already kicking off, and it'll be a very fun 2 years.